A brewery in Dutchess County is starting a paid internship program to promote diversity and inclusion in the craft beverage industry. Sloop Brewing Company in East Fishkill is launching Open Waters, a part-time internship program intended to fill what are anemic ranks when it comes to women and non-white hires and owners. The internship idea sprung from conversations over the summer about whether to participate in the Black is Beautiful initiative, a collaborative effort among the brewing community and its customers in an attempt to bring awareness to the injustices that many people of color face daily. There is a basic stout recipe upon which breweries could build to make the beer their own and donate 100% of the beer's proceeds to local foundations that support police brutality reform and legal defenses for those who have been wronged. Mariquita Reese is a Sloop brewer and chairwoman of Sloop's Diversity and Inclusion Committee.
We're coming from a place of, yeah, awareness is good. Donating to a cause is great. You know, put your money where your mouth is and donate your proceeds to social justice in whatever way you see fit. I think those are all great things for a brewery to do. But we decided we could take it a step further with this training system in place. And, you know, through creating an internship program, it basically gives us a way to promote equity and diversity and social justice through not only our time, but our money, energy, and our effort as a company to promote social justice within the Hudson Valley and within our own company.
Reese says she helped form the Diversity and Inclusion Committee in August.
We basically came to the first Diversity and Inclusion Committee meeting with some statistics and articles that we had printed out, and we were in the research stages at that point trying to figure out if we could even do this type of program here. And what we were citing was a 2018 Brewers Association report. I guess they had sent out a survey to most breweries in the country, and the numbers that came back were astounding as far as lack of diversity. It was, I think, 97% white male owned and operated at that point. I'm not sure what the current numbers are as far as 2020 goes. It's been a little tumultuous, you know, lots of openings and closings as far as breweries are concerned. So I don't know what the current numbers are, but just seeing that at that time was pretty upsetting and shocking for all of us. Like, we knew it was a problem. We just didn't know how staggering of a problem it was at the time.
Not even just 97%, you know, white male owned and operated, but employment too. It's I don't know exactly what the numbers were, but there's very little diversity in the brewing industry.
Mm-hmm. Adam Watson is president and co-founder of Sloop Brewing. He hopes the program is replicated and is proud to host such a program and get it off the ground during the coronavirus pandemic. Again, Reese.
I'm hoping with this program that we can strengthen the workforce of not just the Hudson Valley, but of the brewing industry overall. That's a really important goal of mine. And the hope is that there's more of a chance for different type of people to end up in this industry that I love so much, but I don't want to be the only Black woman everywhere I go for the next however many years I'm in this business. It's, you know, it's far overdue.
She says Sloop is the first brewery in the region to kick off such an initiative and likely the first in the state to put together a program that introduces skills to a specific population. Reese tells how she entered the industry.
Well, a lot of the reason why I'm so passionate about this project is because of how difficult it was for me to get into this industry. My story of how I became a professional brewer is a long and painful one, but the short of it is I had this interest in 2017, and it was just lining up with around the time I was dropping out of a pre-law program. And there was an opening for a six-month brewing and distilling course, but it was an hour away from my house. But because I was technically a low-income student at the time, I was advised to apply, and it was paid for by New York State. So I went to this six-month brewing and distilling course up in Schenectady for free. The only thing I had to give was my time and energy to that program. And then when I came out, I had a ton of really good base experience. I couldn't find a job anywhere within my hometown, so I started expanding my search, had to take a job on the canning line at a brewery about 2 hours away from my house. So I was commuting down to Westchester and back full-time for almost a year.
I just had a feeling. Reese was living in Catskill at the time and now calls Kingston her home.
We basically start the intern from the very beginning, the canning line and packaging department. So we'll start there. If they can handle it and do well throughout that department, they then move on to the cellar, which is where we do all of our dry hopping and our yeast pitching, and that's where we do all of the cleaning on all of the fermenters. If they can master that, then the third step is to move over to the brew house itself and start learning how to brew.
Reese says Sloop Brewing would hire one intern per quarter, with the first one to start in January. The application deadline is November 1st. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.